Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, wake up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir. It's time to Hustle and Shine. Welcome to your weekend. Reporting live from the Brian and Krupa Studios. Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high up 66. Currently, it is 41 down I-35 and 119th Street.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on the first day of May?
Well, I didn't know that we was going to have to break out our winter clothes again, but here we are. I saw my breath this
you
morning,
man. You talking
about
some winter clothes. All right. You take it too far every
time. I got a hoodie on this morning, y'all. You can see your breath outside. And sweats. We got comedian George Wallace. Hopefully we don't run him back to Atlanta or something with this weather.
Right. And we got the morning gossip going down at your 23s. There's a new legislation that's limiting the use of rap lyrics in court. We'll talk about what city it is in. And the BET Awards. They've announced this year's host and it's shaking the table.
I can't wait for that. Hey, yo, we got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. We're going to have fun on Best Friend Friday. I'm calling it.
Oh, you bringing that back, huh?
We hustling and shining on Kansas City's number one, the hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jam.
Shut up, Brian!
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Dwell in the beauty of what surrounds you. Amplify that beauty with your presence, awe, and appreciation. Commit your actions to making new beauty from the massive potential forward. Preserve, enhance, and share the beauty that already is. Breathe in the sweet and energizing air of creation. Lead with your creative spirit where there is pleasure as well as where there is challenge. Pain, deception, and despair are all too real, yet the potential of truth and beauty can enable you to act in the face of difficulty. To prevail, to prosper. Don't underestimate the power of what is right, what is beautiful, what is integrated deeply into your being. Let the ineffable nature of that beauty push you forward. Feel, think, and act in the interest of a more beautiful you, of a more beautiful world. Give new awareness, respect, and life to beauty, and bring new beauty to life. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hot 103 Jams.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
624 on your time. It's a high of 66. Currently, it is 37 in Topeka. Congratulations are in order to Lil Boosie. I guess, did he take that little off? Yeah, we'll take that little off. Congratulations to Boosie, who was presented with the proclamation for his own day in Opolis, L.A.
Do hereby proclaim May 10th, 2026 as Boosie Badass Day. And I'm just grateful.
What? It's the fact that they left the badass on there. That is so funny to me.
It's Louisiana, by the way, y'all.
Oh, my bad, is it?
Yeah.
I was wondering why he was in L.A.
Nah, that's a city in Louisiana. Okay, so
go ahead.
I mean, congratulations to him, but this is the same person that said, "Put your lips on live, I give you $1,000."
You sound kind of like
I kind of practiced it a little bit a couple times.
That was good.
But like, put your on live, I give you $1,000. But he got a day now? Like, okay.
I mean, he probably, this probably is not the first. I mean, this is just this city. He's probably had plenty of other days. But should moments like that tarnish somebody from doing stuff like this?
What does it say about your city?
Put your lips on live, I'll give you $1,000.
So you was mad when NBA Youngboy got a proclamation, huh?
Don't get me caught up in that.
You was one of the thousands on Facebook, huh?
Oh, my God.
Don't get me caught up in that. Please don't.
A proclamation is a proclamation.
Oh, my gosh.
Put your on live, I'll give you $1,000.
They hand them out like candy. We all know this. Other news, a major shift is happening in how the legal system treats hip-hop. We've had this conversation plenty of times, whether certain court cases should be allowed to use music in their testimony. Well, with Maryland passing new legislation limiting the use of rap lyrics in court, the movement to protect artists' creative expression just scored another win. For decades, prosecutors have used lyrics as evidence in more than 800 cases, impacting artists like Boosie, Bobby Shmurda, Young Thug, Lil Durk, and so much more.
I need to bring his instrumental back up. Okay, hold on.
Critics argue this practice treats rap differently from other art forms, which I do think it does, blurring the lines between storytelling and that real-life confession and raising some serious concerns around free speech and even some racial bias. So, I'll be interested to see.
Man, look at the president. Like, what are we talking about? What these rap lyrics are getting questioned, which I, okay.
People do be saying some, like, yeah, you know, I ain't going to say it. Some people that said some dumb stuff in your raps, and now, why would you say that?
Facts.
Why would you say you rolled up in the 7-Eleven and da-da-da-da-da-da? Why would you say that? Lock them up.
I think about that all the time. Like, no, what are we doing, dog? Why are you saying this thing?
Then you rapping about your real life, but it's
Stop
still dumb.
Stop talking so much to the police.
Please.
Gucci
Mane missed that message.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech N9ne. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
Steve, when was the last time you got some gas, man?
Unfortunately, yesterday.
Well, you ain't the only one who's thinking that way. Inflation is smacking everybody in the wallet. And it has hit nearly a 3-year high as gas prices spiked 21% in 1 month. So this new economic data that was released yesterday, it shows that this inflation is just smacking us, y'all. So reports from the Commerce Department underscore what many Americans are already feeling, especially at that gas pump. Mm-hmm. So the inflation gauge jumped 0.7% in March. That's a sharp increase from a month before, bringing the annual rate to 3.5%. To this time higher. Last year at this time, we was talking about, dang, things is getting expensive. Well, damn, a year later, they get even more expensive, dog. So energy prices are a major driver of this increase. Gas prices alone spiked nearly 21% in just 1 month as that global supply, you know, there's a lot of concern with that, with this ongoing war in Iran. So, you know, there was some relief, though, at the grocery store as some prices dipped slightly in March. However, economists warned that, you know, it may not last because of the higher fuel costs, make it more expensive to transport food, meaning higher grocery prices could follow in the coming months. So
we should cherish this moment right now.
Yeah, I guess.
Things could always be worse, I guess.
The bar is where?
Oh, it's been in hell. But that's just that. At this point, that's all you really can say.
Well, at least LaMonica Logan makes everything better because she makes me look forward to Friday.
We'll talk on Friday.
Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
So, you know, we got to tap in with our family at the Kansas City Discovery page on Instagram. You know, they always got boots on the ground with stories that's happening in KC. And people are concerned, especially our cousins in KCK, with a McDonald's location over there. It's on 7th and Minnesota. Bro, it's been caged off in his front counter due to, I guess, things have been going on in the area. Mm. So employees have reported an increase in number of homeless individuals and potentially violent individuals in the vicinity of that store. So in response to that, the store underwent a remodeling project that implemented enhanced security measures.
I'm looking at this picture right now. My goodness.
Yeah, this looks crazy.
This looks like a dispensary.
Wow. It don't look like a McDonald's, you know, that's
like
for sure.
Or like a one of them spots.
That looks crazy. But if you look online and stuff, like, you'll see it's just
at some of these locations, and it's not our unhoused brothers and sisters. It's more younger people that I see getting into these big altercations at some McDonald's spots. So that's crazy. I got memories on that McDonald's too, because that's across the street from where I won.
The one off 7th in Minnesota?
Yeah, that's across the street from where I won my spelling bee. Aww. In the second grade from Pleasant Green over there in KCK. So I don't know if that theater is still there.
I love that.
Oh man, the year before I didn't spell a certain word correct.
What was the word? Do you remember? You be having great memory. So
I think it was black. I didn't spell black right.
You kidding me?
I was in the first grade, dog. Like,
black?
I know, but I was in the first grade.
How old was that?
I was 6.
Come on, bro.
What you mean? Come on.
6? Black?
I'm ashamed.
That's ridiculous.
We'll talk on Friday.
I'm sorry. Like, I just... But I black, won first place. Very next year, I won first place, though.
They must didn't have black on the sheet, huh?
Shut up, Ryan.
So you're not, first off, you're not gonna discredit me.
I used to love spelling bees. That was my thing when I was a kid. But I mean, I don't remember as far back as, you know, that.
You don't remember, like, if you was in a second grade spelling bee, you wouldn't, you like, because I got a trophy for it. I got a trophy at the crib for that. And Mayor Lucas said I could be mayor.
Brian B. Shining for mayor.
So don't you spell black right there?
I was in 6 years old, man.
I'm still mad at that. 6, though? Cousins, am I tripping? Should he been able to spell black at 6? I think you should. B-L-A-C-K.
I was in a finals, dog. I was in a finals. I could have went back-to-back spelling bee champions in 1992, 1991.
Duh. I'm glad you won the next year, though.
Thank you. I had to redeem myself,
dog. That's what I was going to say. It was some redemption. All right.
I had to.
How you doing?
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Jay White, did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Yo, cousins, that's tapping that app. Thank you so much for listening to Hot 103 Jams on your phone, on your smart device. Thank you so much to the cousins that's tapping in on that stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Love and appreciate you for sure for checking me and D out in the studio. And, of course, you're driving. You're listening the old school way on your radio in your car. Shout out to everybody driving through I-49 in Belton and all the way in 150 Highway and I-49 from Blue Ridge to I-49. We love and appreciate you. How about you up there at I-35 and Armor? We see you up there. 152 Highway and I-35 and Liberty. We know it's jam-packed up there. Or how about the cousins driving on I-70 on 18th Street Expressway from I-70 and I-670 and KCK. Love and appreciate everybody that's tapping in the Hustle and Shining morning, making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousins, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shut up,
it's time for that 7-Eleven roll call, only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. We're going to start on the Facebook comment side. Big love to Marcus Hearn hitting us up. Kiara Jenkins, Cynthia Hall said, have a blessed Friday. You too, cousin. Yeah. Hey, Stacey Davis, Brandon Rogers, always tapped in with us now. That text line, ooh, that thing is thumping.
Uh-oh.
Big love to Jameer Nova and Messiah. Also, a big love to Anna. Shout out to Daniel Vett sending that love. Big shout out to Davey for always pushing through no matter what's thrown at her. Holla, holla. Yep, boom, boom, boom. I know that's right. Also, big love to Carmen Nard said, we made it to the weekend. And yes, I've noticed that Brian's memory is impeccable.
You know what?
I can never remember back to second grade. Exactly. Like, what was going on for you to remember that? That's insane.
I wasn't doing nothing else but at home or going to school.
Well, I feel that. One of our cousins from the 913 said, spelt out black because of the whole spelling conversation. Then said, love listening to you guys. Mary from the Dot, have a great weekend. We appreciate you. One of our cousins hit us up and said, Heidi.
Heidi.
Shout out to Naomi K for that. Look, you be starting some. Anthony Jerome, G Class.
You want to be starting some?
Anastasia Jackson, what it do, cousin? Sheila Stevenson, happy birthday to Cecilia Coates. And also, Sheila, big love to you, cousin.
Oh, Sheila.
Good morning to the Kirkwood and Solomon family that was sent over from Chef Taco. Rich Harris, appreciate you always. And then some extra love sending out to the rest of our cousins that's tapped in with us. Seeing some names pop up. Rashida Williams, hey, cousin.
What name is that, D?
Tanika Davis. Huh. And also big love to Ashley Jones. More of our cousins around the town. Y'all been hustling and shining, all of y'all.
Who
we
they
appreciate
saying hi
you.
To, D?
They saying hey to everybody. Hey.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:26 on your time, high up 66. Currently, it is 41 down 18th and Vine.
Better interrupt that healing process.
The BET Awards is around the corner June 28th, and they have announced their host, Drew.
I told BET if I'm hosting, we're going to do this my way. Rule number one, Jamie Foxx, take that big-ass hat off. Rule number two, Sexy Red, no leggings, rompers, or bodysuits. We don't need no wrestlers. No wrestlers on the red carpet. Black suit and tie. Rule number three, YNs, take the ski mask off, man. Stop. Rule number four, mega pastors, listen, I know y'all on my back right now. I've been getting the DMs and the threats. Just leave it up to God.
I'm excited for Drewski. First of all, congratulations to Drewski for this this achievement. This is major. And, I mean, he's been doing his thing for a minute at a high level.
Yeah, I like Drewski.
And so, big fan.
He's a professional mess with people person. That's my type of comedy.
Yeah, he's good with what he does.
I love messing people.
I'm excited to see the BET Awards and how he just turns a lot of things into jokes. And no, that first rule, yeah, Jamie Foxx, take that big ass hat off, for real. What's going on, Unc? Other news. Or do you think that high-functioning, successful people have to be a little crazy in the head, B?
Maybe.
Okay, well, Nick Cannon seems to think so. As
I know
he found out that he was a narcissist.
A psychiatrist, one of my personal friends, hated and known in this industry, said that the majority of people in our industry have the same thing I do. They're narcissists too. If you operate at a high level, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Beyonce, yeah. Oprah, I yeah. said it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These are high-functioning, you know, high-value, self-importance, focus on being successful.
Yes.
These are all traits of NPD.
Now, the definition of narcissist is an individual with an excessive sense of self-importance, and a deep need for admiration and lack of empathy for others.
Yeah, and you
can't put that on everybody.
Nick
but
Cannon.
If you really think about it, it's a lot of, you're going to have moments of this. Everyone's going to have a moment of this. Would you call yourself a narcissist?
Absolutely
not. Probably not, but the self-importance, I don't think, yeah, I get that. And I do think big names like that, you got to kind of care. Like Michael Jordan, you got to, I don't know. I kind of agree with him a little
bit. Stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
I want to be accurate, cousins. I think it was 2012. Let's do a quick little...
What's that song?
Pour It Up.
Oh, Pour It Up.
I'm right. 2012. Yes, sir. I knew it. Yes, sir. Okay. I love guessing the throwbacks.
You get tomorrow off.
Hot 103 Jams wants you to take your mama to the K for Mother's Day weekend so you, your mama, and the family can enjoy an evening at the K. Listen for the Mother's Day weekend keyword for your chance to win 5 tickets and a parking pass to see the Kansas City Royals host of Detroit Tigers. May 9th at the K. Just go to kprs.com for all the contest rules. It's Take Your Mama to the K Mother's Day winning weekend on Hot 103 Jams.
You ready for the Chiefs to get started, huh?
The Raw.
I heard that Detroit Lions creeping in.
Oh, yeah.
I said, this man ready for Red Friday.
I didn't think you heard that.
We heard it. You ready.
That line about to come out.
You and every other cousin, we ready to throw that red on East Friday. So, I'm with you.
And let me get one in. Our Kansas City Chiefs.
Damn.
I missed that.
That felt good. Okay, yeah, that felt real good. Yeah. All right, cousins, we are celebrating tourist season. A lot of birthdays it's been a lot of birthdays. And a big topic I've seen is showing up to birthday parties with nothing in hand. Now, I just got to ask the question. If someone pulls up to your birthday party empty-handed, are you side-eyeing them or is just showing up these days enough?
Just showing up is enough, dog. If you keeping your plans and you're not lying about what you're doing in 2026 and you're sticking to the protocol of, okay, the party is from 5 to 8.
Right.
You show up around 5:30. You're sticking to the protocol. You should be saluted for that because there's so many ways to dip out on plans, dog.
It is, but I you know, that's a thing that I think about. Where me and my mom, when I say I'm going to a friend's party, she's like, "Oh, did you get something?" I'm thinking, girl, in this economy, hell
you
no.
You got to be kidding me.
My presence is enough, but I do understand that
my
it
presence is a present.
Hello, but I do understand that it depends on like the age, it depends on the range, it just depends on a lot of different things.
All right, a 40, a 30, a 21.
Yeah, I think it. I don't know, but me and my friends, we spend a period of time in our 20s. Doing that. But cousins, I want to hear from you. 816-540-1033. Give us a call right now and let us know, is it tacky to show up to somebody's birthday with nothing in hand?
Good morning.
Yes, I think it's very tacky for somebody to show up without a gift in hand, but at the same time, if they showing up, their presence is still enough because they may not have it, and the support is well appreciated.
Do you think people age out of that, or is it an age limit on that, the expectation to bring some?
Not for me. I'm about to be 35, and I feel like if you come into a party, you shouldn't show up empty-handed.
All right, let's see. This sounds like a Gemini. Am I
definitely
right?
Definitely a Gemini.
I knew it! I knew it, B!
And Geminis are crazy, so I don't know.
I love Geminis, though. I love y'all to death. Y'all are... I understand the bipolarness of y'all, okay? Mm-hmm. I do.
But my love language is gift-giving at the same time, so I feel like that's just me.
Yeah. Oh,
you better come with something, boy. You better.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to run them
out
the house.
And it better be something I like, too.
Oh, ooh, look at that.
Oh, now it's getting real straight.
Okay. All right. What's your name, cousin?
Naomi Kay.
Oh, hey, Naomi Kay. We appreciate you always texting us, too. You have a good rest of your day, okay?
You, too. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for holding. Go ahead with your comment.
Good morning. It is absolutely tacky to go to a party. I don't care what the age is. You definitely go with a gift that is tacky and it's so not right.
Okay, so question. I've experienced birthday parties where maybe it's at a restaurant and maybe I don't bring anything, but I'm also probably taking care of your food or getting a bunch of drinks. Like, I'm taking care of something financially. And I'm in my late 20s. Now, what you think?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
That's perfect. But you cannot just roll up in there just because you're like this busy and you made the party, you made the event and just have nothing or spend nothing.
That ain't enough. That ain't enough for you?
No, absolutely not.
It's about me. It ain't about your birthday. It's about me.
Whatever. No, that's wrong. I don't care what age you are. But if you Deanna Hustle and you buying gifts and food and you're taking care of the bill, absolutely, that's perfect.
Okay, cool. Just making sure I'm in the good. I'm in the clear.
This sounds like a Scorpio.
You are, Brian. Come on now. You got to get better.
Okay,
he actually do be gifted. He's gifted me every birthday. Yeah. Actually, surprisingly.
Yeah. Okay, well,
respect
he
my
just
gangster.
Stated that when he rolls up, you know, so.
Well, I just said I don't find nothing wrong with it, you know.
No, that's absolutely tacky and it's wrong.
Is this a Scorpio?
No, a Leo.
Oh, God.
My Leo sister. Okay. All right. Look, I'm going to just take your advice as my Leo sister and make sure I show up to every single
function.
Function with a birthday package. So, sir, yes, sir.
All right. That's right.
What's your name, cousin?
I know you like that.
Shonda G.
Shonda G, we appreciate you, cousin.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty.
What's good, y'all? It's the Sovereign Man himself, the Royal Chief. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Well, it's Forget About It Friday, D.
Oh, that's what you're doing, huh?
Let's get in the booth. Come on.
Let's get a little vibe going. Yeah. You know, turn my headphones up one time. Come on, is that how they be in the studio?
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Get up and get out, it's a Friday. Weather keeps on changing, so it's sunny today. But Hustle Shine got you always.
Uh-huh.
Have a safe weekend and we'll talk Monday.
You know what, man? We're going to kick the weekend off with my younger brother, Jared Brooks.
Woo-woo.
I am so proud of him. He is getting his master's degree.
I know that's right.
And we are celebrating my younger brother doing it big, man. He's always been the genius in the family. He's always been the smartest brother. And it continues to this day. I'm so proud of you and I love you, man. God, that's such a big deal.
Yeah, no, shout out to all the graduates because it is graduation season. So, yeah, put some respect on that master's degree.
You know it.
Later on today, 5 to 7 p.m., you'll catch me off 31st and Prospect at the Metro by T-Mobile. I'll be broadcasting live, so pull up on me. You know how we get down when we at the Metro by T-Mobile on location. We have a bunch of giveaways. So just pull up on me, cousin.
Don't pull a hamstring.
Please, slow down.
Now you got a wine tasting joint, D.
Oh yeah, we gonna slide into Saturday. Uh-oh. So major shout out to In Good Company. We're doing a wine tasting with an R&B experience. So you know how you go to your little spots and get your little, taste your little wine. We doing it 2 to 6 p.m. It's gonna be an amazing vibe. So come on through, and it's a day party, which is the best part about it. And then after that,
the R&B vibes continue because we gonna get sexy. R&B shining in the sky.
Ooh,
we
like
have
that.
Vibe on Maine. 2018 Maine. We got the band, Darren, Joe, Jordan. I can't wait. R&B shining in the sky this Saturday night at Vi. And then J.R. Hoodstar, he got his free community barbecue going down at Big 11 Lake, 2 to 8 p.m. this Sunday. Check it out in KCK.
Yeah. Major shout out to him. I might be stopping by, if I can slide some time in.
Get you a rib or something, man.
That's what I'm saying. I do need a rib or two.
And then Sunday night, I'm going to be at Patio with my dog, L's. We rewinding it. Yes, sir. We got that rewind at Patio from 4 to 8 p.m.
And last but not least, on Sunday, it's virtual, but shout out to my mama because she will be graduating from evangelism school.
Oh, congratulations.
If I got that right, mama, that word be taking me through there. But yeah, so congrats to my mama and congrats to all the graduates over this weekend. Enjoy yourself, kick it, and the Tauruses. But it's one thing that we like to tell our cousins to do.
Cousins, please don't be an idiot.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
826, high up 66. Currently, it is 49 at the Shops on Blue Parkway. Singer Mary J. Blige admits that she was nervous the first time she met Jennifer Hudson.
Now we got to go help people customize.
I know, I was nervous because I've had respect and love for you. I mean, can I just give you your flowers? I watched Dreamgirls like last Sunday. I believe you when you say you're going to love me. So you, the Oscar, well-deserved, beyond well-deserved.
I do not lightly.
Have you ever seen Dreamgirls?
No, I haven't.
You should definitely watch it. You like kind of like those type of movies, I feel
like. I don't like music movies with a bunch of music and singing in it.
Did Ray have a lot of music? I don't remember. I gotta rewatch
it. It did, but the acting made up for it. And Jamie Foxx's portrayal made up for
it. Watch Dreamgirls before the year's out, please.
Don't count on it.
Last but not least in the headlines, actor and NBA, former NBA player Rick Fox, he nearly got into a fight at a campaign event over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
After things went left over a tent setup. According to him, the situation escalated after he and his campaign manager were hit with alleged threats. Now, I did see some of the video, and whoever was behind that phone was getting a little rowdy with
him. Can do with me.
He later addressed the situation just saying he was defending himself and his team.
Well, you can't do nothing with me.
So, there's that.
Just hit me.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Taurus season. Happy birthday to those resourceful, loyal, and tough Taurus.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to songwriter and record producer who wrote and performed the theme song for Ghostbusters. Happy birthday to Ray Parker Jr. Sending over some major birthday love to one of my favorite singers, Grammy Award winning singer and songwriter. Happy birthday to Victoria Monet. Happy birthday to actor, producer, and rapper, best known for his role as Eddie on Family Matters. Happy birthday to Darius McCrary. Sending over some birthday love to actress and singer, and you've seen her on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Happy birthday to Drew Sidora. And last but not least, sending over a major happy birthday to a Grammy Award winning singer, one of the best gospel artists in the game, and one half of Mary Mary. Happy birthday to Tina Campbell.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Maggie May, Abdul Rashid Tahaya, and CJ Baca. Happy birthday to my brother, Derek Pierre, Sylvester D. Blake, and Trinette Miller. Happy birthday, Tay Guns, Joe Grizzy, and Maricela MJ Torres Jimenez. Plus, happy birthday, Jerron Davis, D. Lamb, and everybody else born on May 1st. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate your day.
Happy
birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, what you doing on this Friday, girl?
I'm going into work.
Oh, man. Ooh. It's Friday. It's okay.
I know. Yeah.
What flavor air freshener you got in that car?
I got air freshener.
Oh, ain't no air freshener up in there? Oh, Lord.
So, what's
damn. You got the window down at least? No, it's cold.
I do.
Okay. We praying for you.
Preach up. Thank you.
All right, Cousin Ashley, we got a chance to hook you up and win 2 tickets to either MGK with Wiz Khalifa, the Pussycat Dolls with Lil' Kim and Maya, Neo and Akon, or the Wu-Tang Clan. It's going to be your choice, but in order to even choose, you got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
Go.
Hey, baby, I brought you in the back just to have a conversation. Really think you need some ventilation. Let's talk about you and me.
Ashley, let's go.
Oh, can't believe it. Ooh, ooh, see all on me. On me. I think she want me. Want me. I can't live alone.
No.
Ooh, I can't believe it.
Uh-huh. No, no, man. On me. On me.
I think she want me. Want me. I can't live alone.
No. Yeah.
We gonna mess around and do the whole song.
A lot of hot breath on this mic.
Well, she's turning up on this Friday. All right, Ashley, so you were in that pick a concert contest. Now the choice is now yours. Which concert you picking?
I am picking Wiz Khalifa.
All right, Wiz Khalifa and MGK, those tickets are yours, cousin. Who you gonna take with you?
I'm gonna take my bestie.
All right, Loud Pack Ashley, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hey, Hustle and Shine in the morning.